During the year-long investigation dubbed Operation Trojan Horse, Schneiderman says a team of investigators seized more than 1,000 grams of cocaine with an approximate street value of $100,000 and more than 100 bags of heroin and more than an ounce of raw heroin with an approximate street value of $14,000. According to the 249 counts in the felony indictments unsealed Tuesday in Rensselaer Supreme Court. According to the indictments, the narcotics distribution ring was operated out of Troy by a gang called the Young Gunners, the largest provider of cocaine, heroin, and illegal prescription drugs in the city.
This was a very violent gang. These folks were shooters. The leader of the gang was a 21-year-old Troy resident named Daquan Murray. Mr. Murray was known as Benji Got the Juice. Well, we've got Benji, and he ain't got no juice anymore.
Gang members and their associates allegedly purchased large quantities of drugs from an unknown supplier in the Bronx and then brought the narcotics back to Troy for distribution throughout Albany County, Rensselaer County, Saratoga County, and elsewhere in and outside of New York State. The AG says 29-year-old Waterville police officer Nicholas Pontor allegedly purchased large quantities of cocaine from the drug ring on an almost daily basis.
The indictments allege he actually purchased drugs while on duty, in uniform, and in his patrol car. We know of more than 150 communications between Mr. Pontor and his drug dealers in the Young Gunners, and Mr. Pontor is being charged with conspiracy and multiple counts of official misconduct and drug possession.
Pontor resigned from the police force in late June. Schneiderman could not say if that happened because Pontor got wind of the drug probe. Police chiefs in Troy and Albany believe the fall of the Young Gunners may halt the street violence both cities have suffered in recent years. A popular YouTube rap video called Sending Shots was filmed in Troy. One of the rappers mentions his gunners and a ride to Albany's 2nd Street and Lexington Avenue, a gang hotspot. Troy Police Chief John Tedesco.
These indictments are directly related to the violence in Troy. The group that you're seeing here that were indicted are directly responsible for a vast majority of gun violence in the city of Troy.
Albany Police Chief Brendan Cox agrees.
We learned early on that with the case going on in Troy, that we knew that there was a nexus between Albany and Troy with some of the violence going back and forth, that there were some individuals from Troy coming over to Albany and causing violence, and that there were individuals from Albany carrying over some retaliatory violence into the city of Troy. And that's when we signed on, and this was a really good day because it takes a lot of those violent individuals off the street.
The AG says most of the 20 named in the indictments are in custody. Authorities are on the lookout for the rest. The defendants face maximum sentences between 9 and 24 years in prison. Depending on the individual's crime history, Pontor faces more than 5 years in prison. There's a complete list of arrestees and more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.